Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, where the number three is thethirdingredient.com. Jay Baer is our guest, B-A-E-R, if you're Googling him, president and founder of Convince and Converge, author of a number of books, including Utility, with a Y-O-U on the front, Hug Your Haters. His new book is called Talk Triggers. Folks, it's all about gold. It's all about solid gold. It's all about more money in your bank account. It's all about not having any more cash flow problems. It's all about having customers lining up out the door trying to give you their money as best they can. It's all about getting other people to talk about you. I learned from you, Jay, others in your field, the new technology marketing field, that you've got your own media, which is what you buy, you buy brochures. You got your paid media, like advertising, and then you got earned media, which is what other people say about you. That's the holy grail. That's the equivalent of a referral. When I talk to B2B folks, and that's ka-ching. That's money in the bank. It's solid gold, and we're leaving. It's low hanging fruit. We're leaving on the ground. Jay, what do you think?
Well, when you turn your customers into volunteer marketers, that is the best possible scenario for any business, B2B or B2C. The problem, Jim, is that same is lame. What we tend to do in business is we say, who in our category is doing something well? Let's mimic them. Let's play follow the leader. And the challenge with that is it might make us competent. It might make us a good business. But customers don't really talk about good because everybody is good, right? You know how extraordinary you have to be to create word of mouth based on quality? You have to be exceptional, and most people are not going to be able to meet that standard. So We're better off trying to do something a little bit different in the operations of our business, and that little difference is what creates conversation. That is your talk trigger. I met a guy last week. I was doing a speech in Seattle. Guy comes up to me and says, hey, I loved your talk. I actually already have a talk trigger. I already have a word-of-mouth strategy. Oh, really? Tell me more. My name is Dr. Snip. Dr. Snip, Jim. He is a vasectomy doctor.
Oh, no.
He only does vasectomies, and his name is Dr. Snip. But
here's his
talk trigger. Here's his talk trigger. Every single patient gets a silver pocket knife engraved on it that says Dr. Snip. So on the way out, they get the pocket knife. Now, you're hanging out with your buddies. You're like, hey, you got a bottle opener? Yeah. Hey, what's that? Oh, it's a pocket knife. Who'd you get it from? Dr. Snip. He said that's the only advertising he does is give out pocket knives.
Right. That's funny. It's hilarious.
Money in the bank.
Well, the
Anybody can do this. Anybody can do this, right? I mean, it doesn't require a big budget. It doesn't require a big team. It just requires a commitment to do something different in your operation. There's
a restaurant in Sacramento. It doesn't require a device or a product of some kind. It could just be. I've got a friend who has a supply house. That when you go to their city desk, you know, where regular folks walk up, they do their job in amazing efficiency, but they have so much fun with it that, I mean, customers almost feel like they ought to pay a commission. I mean, pay some kind of fee to watch them. Here's another one. The people at the fish place, Pike Place Fish in Seattle.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Seattle, yeah.
Yeah,
yes,
one of their guys is a member of my brain trust. If you've ever go there, they throw fish. If you want to, they'll put you up there and let you catch a fish. And it doesn't cost them anything. But people,
Nothing. But
everybody knows about Pike Place Fish.
We would call that an attitude talk trigger. So in the book,
right. We
break it down. It's a 4-5-6 system. That's why I think listeners will like the books. It's very practical. So 4-5-6 system, 4 things that must be true for your differentiator to work as a talk trigger, 5 different types of talk trigger, and talkable attitude, like Pike Place Fish Market is one of them, and then a 6-step process for how you create one of these talk triggers in any business. It's the same process that my consulting team and I use for big brands, and we set it up so that any business can use it, 4, 5, 6.
Right. Another thing I remember was it Southwest used to have their flight attendants were part-time comedians, right? When they get on the
yes.
air, you know, they say,
yes.
you know, if you must smoke, please step out on the wing, you know, or something like that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And people
right.
love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they still do
people
that sometimes.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. There's one of my favorite talk triggers in the book is this restaurant in Sacramento called Skip's Kitchen. And Skip's is a counter service restaurant. So you order at the window and you say, I want 2 patty melts and onion rings and a chocolate shake. And then when your food's ready, they bring it out to your table. Well, Skip's has never spent any money on advertising, never spent a nickel in 10 years. Never. They were just named the 29th best hamburger restaurant in the country
wow.
by USA Today magazine, having never advertised. There's a line to get in almost every day, and it's because
wow.
of their word-of-mouth strategy. Here's how it works, Jim. So you order, and you say, okay, I want the 2 patty melts, whatever. Then they, from underneath the counter, they whip out a deck of cards, deck of playing cards, and they fan them out face down. And they say, Jim, pick a card. And you pick a card, and if you get a joker, your entire meal is free.
Wow.
Now, on average, 3 people win per day. And when they win, they go crazy. They're taking mm-hmm. patty melt selfies, and they're writing reviews on Yelp and TripAdvisor.
And putting them up on Facebook and everything, yeah.
Yeah, of course. They're calling their mom. High school marching band shows up.
This is all part of the
special sauce. It's pretty spectacular.
And nobody can do
sauce,
this.
Right?
Nobody does this better than small business, folks. You've got to use your special sauce to create talk triggers. That's what the book's all about. You can find it wherever books are sold, right, Jay?
Yes, sir.
I need your website, too, please.
TalkTriggers.com.
All right, so check it out. Hey, Jay, come back soon. Good job today.
I sure will. Thanks, pal.
Jay Baer, ladies and gentlemen, B-A-E-R. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.